Weekend Wake-Up Call at Rosie on the House. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Here in studio with us this morning is travel writer Roger Naylor. You know him from his regular contribution to the Arizona Republic. How long have you been writing for the Republic?
Over 10 years now.
Okay. And four books with a fifth one in the making.
Yeah,
maybe a fifth and sixth one. Right?
Yeah, I'm working on the sixth one right now. The fifth one is being copy edited and laid out even as we speak, and that's on Arizona State Park. So that
first
I'm very
book,
excited.
Yeah, first book
was
Route 66.
Arizona Kicks on Route 66. Yeah, just the Arizona portion of the old highway. Arizona's the state that saved Route 66. We have the longest unbroken stretch of Route 66 still in existence. It's an amazing drive, and there's so much incredible history there that the ultimate road trip, as far as I'm concerned.
And that's Chicago to L.A., right?
Chicago to L.A., but I just cover Arizona.
Yeah.
Cover Arizona. Yeah, this because Route 66 taught America how to have fun in a car. You know, everything we know about road trips we learned from Route 66. That's how it was defined. So I love that one. The second book was Death Valley, Hottest Place on Earth. So
yes,
that's the only one I left Arizona for, but they asked me to do it. And I'm such a desert rat. I can't resist writing about the hottest place on Earth. So
kind of a intriguing place to travel to.
It's
really
spectacular. I love it.
Scotty's Castle,
yeah.
Panamint
yeah.
Springs,
yeah.
Furnace Creek.
It's amazing. I was really astounded because I hadn't spent a lot of time there before I started working on the book. I just gone through a couple of times, but so I went up in July, you know, was there for the Badwater Ultra Marathon race,
and that's from the lowest point in the United States to the highest point in the United States, about 250 miles.
It's an uncanny. These, you know, I mean, I'm a fairly lean guy, but next to these people, I look like Jabba the Hutt.
They,
you know, I mean, these are some seriously fit people that do
like
this.
Skeletons with skin, kind of, yeah.
They're running from Devil's Golf Course, is that what it's called?
They run past that, the Badwater.
Okay,
they start from there and head up to the top of.
And I don't remember the elevation, but it's 100 feet below sea level, something like that.
200 feet.
Okay, 200.
Over 200 feet
to the top of Mount Whitney,
yeah.
Which is at 15,000, give or take.
Yeah,
14.9 something.
Yeah, something like that.
250 miles.
Yeah,
and do they go there and back?
No, some of them do. Some of them will do, you know, and then some will go back again. You know, I mean, it's just gotten crazy where these people are, you know, doing these long distance stuff. But it's you know, pretty amazing to be there.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
The Badwater. It's a Badwater 250, right?
Badwater Ultra Marathon.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oof. All right. So that was your Death Valley book. The next book that came out?
Boots and Burgers, an Arizona handbook for hungry hikers. That's my love letter to Arizona disguised as a hiking and dining guide.
It's in my glove box of the truck all the time, along with Marshall Trimble's Name Places of Arizona. Those just travel with me everywhere.
I appreciate that.
And I have found some fabulous restaurants. Just pulling in and say, well, did Roger write about anything in this town? So some
good.
Fabulous restaurants.
Good, good.
Okay.
And then the most recent was the amazing Cole Brothers of Grand Canyon.
If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, it's now an art studio and gift shop, the Kolb Studio.
Yeah, right there by the head of the Bright Angel Trail and stuff. And an amazing story that those guys, you know, lived. So it's really fun to write about, really fun to tell. You know, I like going out and giving those kind of talks.
I like to fantasize. And to fantasize about being those guys, to have the edge of the Grand Canyon to yourself.
Yeah. Well, you can actually take – and the Kolb Studio is a retail space up top, but they've restored the residence and occasionally give tours in there. And I was fortunate. I've taken a couple tours in there. And trust me when I say they had the greatest porch on the planet. I mean, and now it's a glassed-in room, and you just sit out there on this patio hanging out over the edge of the Grand Canyon. I'm thinking every sunrise, every sunset, every storm, every change of light, everything just flooded in this window where you're just sitting and enjoying it. You know, what a perch, what a place to live.
We have fun telling the story that you were on to talk about the book when it first came to print, and how they would do the glass plates. They would take the picture, run down, and then
run down into the canyon. They take a photo of the mule trains and then run down to Indian Garden, which is 4.6 miles into the canyon, because that's where they had fresh water. And they'd wash the plates, develop the photos, run back up out of the canyon, and be standing there at the head of the trail with the developed photograph.
And when I think you said several times a day at times.
Yeah, twice a day, sometimes three times a day.
Talk
they
about
would do
fit.
That.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing they were instrumental in publicizing Greg K, because if I had been one of the Cole brothers, I would have built a fence, I would have armed it, and I would have made everybody stay out.
This is mine?
This is my canyon. I would have been much more possessive of it than they were. They really did a lot to publicize
the
Grand Canyon.
They spread the word because, you know, this is back in the early 1900s. Nobody had ever seen it before, you know, and there was no
John Wesley Powell's etchings.
Yeah, there's no movies. You know, most people, maybe they'd seen a painting, and most of those were inaccurate, you know, because people didn't know how to paint those colors back then. So they, one of the most famous paintings is of gold and green of the Grand Canyon, because that's what people considered beautiful at the time. So.
Roger Naylor, Arizona's own travel writer here at Rosie on the House. We'll be back. I want to talk a little bit about state parks and everything they've got going on and Roger's participation with them here at Rosie on the House, doing everything we can to get you off the couch, out of the bed, and onto the trails of the great Arizona Paths.